This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Saira Mujtaba. First, from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rakesh of PTI. Lok Sabha proceedings were adjourned today without transacting any major business amid vociferous protests by opposition parties demanding a discussion on the ongoing revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. Before the House was adjourned, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman withdrew the earlier Income Tax Bill 2025, with the Select Committee having submitted its report on it. A new bill based on the recommendations of the committee is likely to be tabled in the House during the remaining session. As the House assembled at 3 p.m., Krishna Prasad Tenneti, who was in the chair, asked Ms. Sitharaman to move for leave to withdraw the bill. She then withdrew the bill. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "It is unfortunate that opposition parties are wasting time when private member bills were to be taken up." He said opposition parties must not say that the government did not cooperate, as the government has said from the beginning that it is willing to discuss all issues under rules. Opposition members kept raising slogans against Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. Earlier in the day, some members were even seen banging the table of the Lok Sabha Speaker, which was strongly objected to by the presiding officer. He put his objections on record as he asked opposition MPs to refrain from doing so. "It is not a drum that they are banging on," he said in his admonishment of their conduct. With the members unrelenting in their protest, Tenneti adjourned the proceedings till 3 p.m. and then for the day. When the House first convened at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla paid homage to former Lok Sabha member and former Jammu and Kashmir Governor Satyapal Malik, who passed away on 5th of August. The House observed a moment of silence in his memory. Birla also read out a reference on the anniversary of the Quit India movement tomorrow, paying tributes to freedom fighters led by Mahatma Gandhi. Mr. Birla said the entire nation collectively resolved to free India from foreign rule at Bapu's call. The movement is an eternal symbol of unbreakable unity among the countrymen and their peaceful resistance against injustice and oppression. Soon after the speaker read out the references, opposition members shouted slogans, displayed placards, and some of them trooped into the well as they protested against the SIR. Despite the din, 5 questions and supplementaries were taken up during the 23 minutes of question hour. With no let-up in the protest, the speaker adjourned the proceedings till 12 noon. The opposition has been demanding a discussion on the SIR exercise initiated by the Election Commission in Bihar ahead of the assembly elections due later this year. Ever since the monsoon session of Parliament began on 21st of July, it has been marked by the opposition's relentless protest over SIR, and the government has been forced to get a few bills passed amid the din. Normal proceedings of the House have been marred by the opposition's protest. The government today informed the Lok Sabha that cases of attack on Hindus and vandalization of temples have been noted in the UK, Canada and the US. In a written response to a query in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh also said that since last year, 5 cases of vandalization of Hindu temples in the US and 4 cases in Canada have taken place. The Ministry of External Affairs was asked by Shiva Sena UBT MP Anil Yashwant Desai whether the government has taken note of instances of attack on Hindus, vandalization of their temples and discrimination in some countries. Union Health Minister JP Nadda informed the Lok Sabha that over 6 crore people in the 17 identified tribal-dominated states have been screened for sickle cell disease or SCD till the 28th of July, out of which more than 2,16,000 people have been confirmed as disease-affected. In a written reply to a question, the Health Minister said, "The National Sickle Cell Anemia Elimination Mission, or NSCAEM, was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Madhya Pradesh on 1st of July 2023 to eliminate SCD. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar told the Lok Sabha in a written reply to a question that the government considers energy security to be among its top priorities and has taken all necessary steps to ensure access to affordable energy for people. He said the government pursues a multi-pronged strategy that includes diversifying supply sources, enhancing domestic production of oil and gas, expanding the adoption of alternate energy sources, and advancing the energy transition. He was asked about the details of the steps taken by the government to safeguard the country's strategic and energy interests amid global tension, and also whether the government has raised concerns with countries like the United States regarding the impact of sanctions on India's petroleum imports from Russia and Iran. Last week, US President Donald Trump had announced 25% reciprocal tariffs on India that came into effect yesterday. The US President on Wednesday also signed an executive order for an additional 25% levy on India for New Delhi's purchases of Russian oil, bringing the total duties to 50%, among the highest imposed by the US on any country in the world. The additional 25% duty will come into effect after 21 days on 27th of August. Mr. Jaishankar was also asked whether the recent geopolitical developments, including the Russia-Ukraine war, conflict in West Asia, and sanctions imposed by Western countries, have had any impact on India's diplomatic and economic relations with the affected countries. The minister said the government constantly monitors all geopolitical developments having a bearing on India's national interest and responds appropriately to their impact with a view to safeguarding India's interests at bilateral, regional, and global levels. He said the government has stated its readiness to contribute to efforts for mitigation and resolution of conflicts through diplomacy and dialogue. On the query related to the steps taken by the government to safeguard the country's strategic and energy interests, Jaishankar said the government's decisions on international energy sourcing are based on diverse market factors, including pricing and availability, and keeping in mind India's national interests and priorities. Necessary steps are also taken to sensitize all relevant stakeholders regarding any developments that could impact them. Government also remains engaged with the concerned countries on this matter, he added. Dr. Jaishankar was also asked about the measures taken by the government to ensure safety and repatriation of Indian nationals, including students and workers from conflict zones during the last year. He said the government accords the highest priority to the safety, security, and well-being of Indian nationals abroad. It has engaged with all relevant players, including governments of other countries, to facilitate safe return of internationals. The minister said the government's actions include issuance of appropriate advisories through Indian missions or posts abroad, operating 24/7 helplines, engaging with internationals through social media platforms, and undertaking evacuation where necessary. India's response to ensure the safety and interests of internationals abroad have been guided by the evolving situation in the conflict zones, Mr. Jaishankar said. And now, a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha today were washed out once again as the House was adjourned for the day a little later after noon. Amid vociferous protests by opposition members on various issues, including the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar and charges of vote theft made by the Congress, the House witnessed its first adjournment in the morning till 12 noon after the Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected all notices under Rule 267 for setting aside all other business amid continuing demand by opposition MPs to discuss the SIR issue. Soon after the House reassembled at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, urged the members to allow the question hour to function, but unrelenting opposition MPs continued with their protests. Congress member Pramod Tiwari sought to raise the issue of alleged vote theft over discrepancy claims in the electoral rolls in an assembly constituency in Karnataka, but the chair did not allow him to speak. Soon, Congress members along with opposition MPs raised slogans and demanded a discussion on the discrepancy in the Karnataka voter rolls issue and the SIR issue in Bihar. Amid the din, the chair asked the Minister of State for Railways and Food Processing, Ravneet Singh Bittu, to answer the question. Bittu, however, attacked the opposition, accusing the opposition members of indulging in such acts of theft instead. As opposition sloganeering and protests continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. The upper house will now meet at 11 a.m. on Monday. Earlier in the morning, after the laying of papers, the Rajya Sabha proceedings were adjourned till 12 noon as opposition MPs created a ruckus over various issues, including SIR. Soon after the House met for the day and after the laying of papers, Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected all 20 notices given by members under Rule 267 amid continuing demand by opposition MPs to discuss the SIR issue in the upper house. The Deputy Chairman said it's interesting to note that members are often given suspension notices to discuss a wide variety of subjects. Today's notices contained five different issues on which suspension of business has been sought by members. It appears that notices under Rule 267 are being used as a tool to create disorder in the House, he said. The Deputy Chairman said on the first day of the current monsoon session, namely on 21st of July, six different issues were highlighted, while four different issues were submitted each day from 22nd to 24th of July. After this, House witnessed an uproar from the opposition benches. Mr. Harivansh also quoted a previous ruling by former Rajya Sabha Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu, where he had said that members belonging to the same party have given these notices on different issues. This suggests that there is no single view on the urgency of issues to take up the suspension of rules. Trinamool Congress leader Derek O'Brien said from next Monday, all notices given by the opposition will be on the SIR issue. John Brittis of CPIM said Rule 267 should be scrapped, while Pramod Tiwari of Congress said the opposition wants the House to function and the discussion on the SIR issue should be taken up. Tiruchi Seva of DMK said the rules should not just be on paper, but also in practice. The chair, however, said 56 hours and 49 minutes of the House's time has so far been lost. He said so far in the session, they have only taken up 13 starred questions, 5 zero-hour submissions, and 17 special mentions. This led to an uproar from opposition benches, and MPs were also raising slogans. The Deputy Chairman then adjourned the House till 12 noon. Under Rule 267, a Rajya Sabha member can submit a written notice to suspend all listed business in the House and discuss an issue of importance that the country is facing. The government today informed the Rajya Sabha that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program has earned a revenue of over 34 crore rupees since its inception. In a written reply, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan said, Mann Ki Baat program reaches the audience through multiple traditional and digital platforms. Mann Ki Baat program is produced by Akashvani, leveraging existing in-house resources without additional expenditure, he said. Mann Ki Baat was first broadcast on 3rd of October 2014. Mr. Murugan said a large segment of the audience engages by listening to the program on Akashvani, which broadcasts it live across its national and regional network. Regional language versions are also broadcast to reach vernacular audiences. Simultaneously, the program is telecast on various Doordarshan, national and regional language channels, he said. In addition to Doordarshan channels, DD Free Dish offers 48 Akashvani radio channels and 92 private television channels, making the program accessible to viewers across the country, including those in rural and remote areas. The government also informed Rajya Sabha today that it has taken note of reports about China commencing the construction of a mega dam project on the lower reaches of the Yarlung Tsangpo River, as the Brahmaputra is known in the upper reaches of Tibet. In a written reply to a query in Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said, the project was first made public as far back as 1986 and since then, preparations have been underway in China. Various issues relating to transborder rivers are discussed with China under the ambit of an institutionalized expert-level mechanism, which was established in 2006, as well as through diplomatic channels, Mr. Singh said in his response. In a separate question, the government informed the Rajya Sabha under a bilateral framework agreed, signed in November 2023, a total of 6,774 Indian workers went to Israel for work as of 1st of July this year. That's all in Parliament Review.